Blood and Rubles by Stuart M. Kaminsky. Chapter 1. A Day Not Unlike Other Days. Oleg Makhmunov knew it was night. There was no sun. He knew he must be somewhere off of Gorky Street, for that was where he had started. The rest was a drunken blur. Even though he was dressed only in shoes, worn socks, threadbare pants, and a yellow and red American flannel shirt, Oleg Makhmunov couldn't even have told a policeman if it was winter or summer. Alexei Chazov and his two brothers had followed the drunkard for about 5 blocks. They had stayed back in the darkness, though it was unlikely the drunken man would see them unless they were in his face. The street was narrow and empty. Well, not completely empty. The Chazovs had seen a young man and woman with their arms around each other in a doorway. The drunkard had wandered far since he had been thrown out of the New Hampshire Cafe with its blaring American music. He had stumbled, seemingly without knowing it, in the general direction of the Strogino district, a neighborhood of cement tenements. When he entered the Strogino, the Chazovs spotted him. The drunk stopped, but Alexei held his brothers back. In front of them, sitting on a low stoop, a man smoked a pipe. The man seemed big, but it was hard to tell because most of the lights on the small street were out, and the ones that were on were dim. Oleg slumped into a doorway and searched his pockets for the small bottle of vodka he had tucked away, but found nothing. Another search, this time for money, produced enough rubles to buy a small bottle should he stumble on someone who might have one to sell. He repocketed the money and tried to decide which way led back to Gorky Street. He guessed left and took his first few steps in that direction.